Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
BJ and Jamie.
We have a screw loose. I mean, yeah. And Carson, you watch us every day. We've got screws loose, don't we?
Many of them.
Yeah, I think so too. It's almost, here's the way I look at it. I look at it, Jamie and I are on that fine line that we can be here on the radio or we could be in therapy.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Hey, have you seen the prices these sky rises downtown are going for? Now remember the story from about
Denver?
2 years ago. Yeah, here in Denver. You remember 2 years ago, St. Louis? Remember the story that buildings there were going for cheap,
high-rise buildings? You don't mean like condos. You mean buy a building.
Skyscraper.
Yeah.
Buy a 70-story building. Literally buy it. We're talking about a building that's $200 million.
Yeah.
One sold just a few days ago.
All right, let me guess. Okay. How high is it?
68 stories, I think it is.
68 stories.
So it's about where we are right now, six times bigger than the building we're
in. Is it in good shape?
It's in great shape.
Great shape.
It's not that old.
It's not that old.
Okay. No, it's very prominent, too. You can see it from where we sit right here, too.
All right. I'm going to go $120 million.
$120 million.
$120 million.
$200 million built. Well, they're saying when they built it, it could have been more than that, like $300 million to buy. So you're saying how much?
$120
million.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
No. It's not the answer. Here's the story.
In the middle of downtown Denver, two skyscrapers on 17th Street have a new owner.
About $3.2 million.
$3 million.
What?
$3 million. Dollars.
What?
A $250 million skyscraper in Denver, Colorado just sold for $3 million.
That's wild.
Why would I buy a condo downtown for $1 million when I can get an entire building for $3 million?
Yeah. If I'm this radio station, Odyssey, I go buy one of these buildings.
Yeah.
Put us on the top floor, all the radio stations up on the top floor, lease the rest out, you'll make a killing.
Yeah, but you know there's insurance. You also have to take care of maintenance.
$3 million for a skyscraper?
What if it needs new heating and air?
Well, you got to renovate.
I'll bet you Peyton Manning's house is worth more.
Of course.
In the middle of downtown Denver, two skyscrapers on 17th Street have a new owner.
About $3.2 million for both buildings.
Asher Lozado just bought them for more than 90% off what they were worth just 6 years ago.
These buildings were probably worth close to $200 million in 2019.
And that is where Denver's commercial real estate market stands right now when it comes to office space.
Oh, I've seen empty buildings. I've walked through empty buildings.
When the pandemic pushed people home, Denver's offices were left empty. Asher is now planning to redevelop this space into more than 700 apartments.
You know, we have a building that was built next door to us here. This thing's like 12, 15 stories, okay? All glass, beautiful building. I don't know if anybody even works there. I've never seen anybody go in it, have you? No. It literally opened during COVID. when COVID was announced, was their grand
opening.
Beautiful
building.
It was awful. I mean, the timing was terrible. I don't think anybody's ever gone into this building.
And a bank is at the bottom, and I'm thinking about banking there because there's nobody ever there.
Ever. Can you imagine that? A $200 million building selling for $3 million.
But then I started thinking about, you know, those window washers, they cost a lot of money. You got to change all the light bulbs. Yeah. You know?
Yeah, you probably have a lot of toilets in there that get stuck all the time.
Yeah, gotta get a plumber.
What I mean? Yeah. All right, never mind.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. Odyssey. It's a free app for you. I just saw this. Allowances. Did you get an allowance when you were a kid?
Sometimes. But I had to do chores for it.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, I think that's the way it works, though, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that the...
I think it was like $10 a week.
So you would have a list of chores.
Yeah.
That Bob said, hey, you got to get this done.
It was summer. It was the worst. Like, you wake up and you just see that list laying on the kitchen table. My sister and I would both be like, ugh. Because our parents went to work.
Yeah.
And so they left us this list. Oh, my. I still have PTSD.
Hey, could be worse. I grew up with a list and no allowance.
Oh, pumpkin.
I just saw this. Jamie and I were just talking about this off air. This can't be true, can it? The average allowance, if you have kids, all right, listen, the average allowance in America for a kid that's at home, whatever the age is, $30 a week.
Yeah, that's crazy. That is crazy.
You didn't give Ralphie an allowance like that, did you?
No. He just has my credit card.
No, that's now.
That's unlimited.
That's for emergency situations.
Oh, yeah.
Let me
tell you something.
Different. Okay. That's different.
So he has it's my account, but he has his own credit card, right? A platinum card, the American Express, because I'm a big fan of that card. And I think everybody should have one of those cards because they're amazing. And they give you so many great deals and so much free stuff. But anyway. Man, I should be a spokesperson for that.
No, that's good. That was good.
Right? I'm sorry you didn't qualify.
Yeah, I've tried three or four times, and every time I get more rejected, the letters seem to get harsher.
But anyway, so we have a deal that he can have that card, but it's for emergencies only, right?
Right.
And he's done so good, right? He's been on a two-week road trip.
You've been bragging about it.
I have been.
To me, yeah.
Yeah, he's been on a two-week road trip. He's only used all his own money that he earned, and I'm so proud of him. And then today, I look at the account, and what did I do? Oh, my God, he just spent $79 in gas.
Yeah. It wasn't an emergency.
An emergency. Yeah. Yeah, he just charged freeloading on his mom. $79 in gas. Yeah.
My theory is this. It's that woman.
That girl, Leah.
It's that girl, Leah, that he's traveling with. You know she's been in his ear since he left Colorado to say, hey, I'd use mom's card if I were you. That's what I would do.
She's not gonna care.
You can't put a woman within 50 miles of a credit card. You just can't do it, okay? Yeah, that is what's going on
that
here.
That sexist, by the way.
It was.
I'm not going to lie.
And it was. Certainly was.
My ex-husband, he's like, hey, listen, when you're in the sand trap, always hit the ball a credit card length behind the ball. And I go, what? He goes, it's woman talk. You hit the ball a credit card length behind the ball in a sand trap.
It's like girl math.
Yeah.
I got to remember that. Right. I got to remember that. No, she's talked him into it, Jamie White.
Right?
That's what's happened. Because that Ralphie's a good kid.
He's a good kid.
Very responsible. Got his own money.
Yeah.
He doesn't need mom's money.
He's been on the road for 2 weeks and hasn't used my card once.
I think you're being a little, you're jumping to conclusions a little bit.
$79, it says Amazon.
What do you mean jumping to conclusions?
But I feel like maybe he just mixed up his cards. Like maybe
please.
He put in the wrong the wrong card.
You can tell a debit card that is just a regular, you know, Wells Fargo debit card from the heavy, shiny, heavy American Express.
But 2 weeks? I mean, and then he just used it?
Yeah,
Carson.
Because that girl.
Carson.
And her boobs.
Nobody on the planet mixes up a credit card.
Nobody.
You know when you pay, who's paying.
That's right.
You know. Right, so I don't even know where that comes from.
You know what
Nobody mixed up a credit card.
You know what? It's that only child syndrome.
Yeah, that's what
that's only child
he
syndrome.
He just doesn't get it.
Because Carson's an only child. My son's an only child. You guys have that only child
Mistakes
syndrome.
Mistakes happen. That's all I'm saying.
He whipped out that card.
On
Mom's going to pay for this. Mm-hmm. My theory is this,
okay?
Yeah, he's got his own money. But if I'm the girlfriend... What do you want him to spend that money on?
Uh-huh.
Her.
Mm-hmm.
Her.
Yep.
Okay. So let's not spend $79 when you can spend it on me. Let's spend mom's $79.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a lot easier.
That, yeah. Because see, for that's a kickback to the girlfriend, man. She's looking out for his money because she now sees his money as her money.
You know what he's going to say? Yeah. Mark my words, because he's done this before. He's done this before when I've questioned him. Mark my words. He's going to say this. He's going to say, oh my God, I don't know what's wrong with that debit card. I put it in and it was declined and I have money in my account.
Yeah.
That's a good move.
He's going to say that because he's done it to me before.
Yeah.
Little shyster, right?
Let me get back to the allowance real quick here, okay? The allowance, $30 a week. If you give an allowance and chores, that's fine. Is that right? Because I think that number's too high.
That is a lot.
That seems like a lot. That's $120 a month to a child.
For a little kid, like 10.
A kid.
Yeah.
Now, Frog, for an example, okay?
Yeah.
We can't get Frog to do any list whatsoever. That kid, I swear. I've never had any of my kids to have a list, ever. And that's, you might call it bad parenting, which I don't care what you call it. I really don't. But I've never gotten any of my kids. I don't think my boys, who are now, you know, in their 30s, near 30. I don't think they ever mowed a yard.
What?
Wow. I don't think my children ever mowed a yard.
That is oh my God. I had to mow the front yard. My sister had to mow the backyard.
Yep.
Ugh.
That Bob put his foot down.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You had to have it done. And we would hear his truck in the gravel. And my sister, I'd turn off the TV really fast and just start scrubbing stuff.
Act like you're doing something.
Because we got whipped. Like, he spanked the tar out of us.
And me too. I was in the same boat. I had chores I had to do. I mowed the churchyard for him. But I don't think my kids ever. Frog, let me get back to Frog. He's 7, all right? We'll put together, well, not we, his mom. She puts together a list for him almost weekly. I don't think we ever check anything off of it. The kid just does not want to do a chore. Now, he doesn't get an allowance.
Yeah.
Okay, but he just is against chores.
So I have one for you. My son started a snow blowing business, right? But he wouldn't snow blow my driveway because I didn't pay him.
Yep, there you go.
Hey, that's being a good businessman right there.
There you go.
I'm like, what? He's like, Mom, I have a business, so you need to pay me.
I'm not doing anything for free.
You know, I'm like, what?
I don't know anybody that gives their kid $120 a month for their chore list.
That is a lot of money.
That just seems a little high. I mean, I could see 40.
Yeah.
You know, $10 a week, maybe? Something like that.
You know what, though? You need to look at you as a parent.
$120, that's a car payment.
You have 4 children that have never mowed the lawn?
I don't think so.
That's crazy.
I really don't.
That is crazy.
I don't think any of them have ever started a lawnmower.
That is...
Now, probably my oldest, because he had a house at one time, so he probably mowed his own yard, yes, but never around me.
That's I don't think I would admit that on the radio.
Well, truth is the truth, Jamie. Sometimes you got to live with it, you know? Is that wild?
That is crazy. 4 boys. They never mowed the lawn.
I can't even fathom that.
They have no idea what a Briggs & Stratton 3.5 is. No idea.
Oh, my God.
BJ Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I'm going to make a statement. Statement right now, USA Today are stupid people. They're stupid people. Yesterday, they put out the 10 best amphitheaters in America.
And they didn't include Red Rocks?
Red Rocks is on the list, but shouldn't it be number one?
Of course, without a doubt.
I mean, every act that comes here says it's the number one place to play. Not just in America, in the world.
Yeah, and artists are actually emotionally moved to play there.
According to USA Today, amphitheaters in the U.S., Red Rocks Amphitheater is number 7.
Ew.
7.
Yep.
I'm going to guess, like, the Hollywood Bowl. Did the Hollywood Bowl, like, top?
Nope. Some pavilion in Bethel, New York is number 1, okay? And then there's something in New Jersey, something in Washington. The next, Colorado. The first in Colorado is in Vail.
That's not a good one.
It's called the Gerald R. Ford Amphitheater.
Yeah, I know. Uh-huh. Yeah, we've been
Have
there.
Have you been there?
You've been there, too.
And it sucks.
Yeah, you've been there, too.
Compared to Red Rock, I've been there.
Yeah.
When did I go there?
The Bud Light thing.
Oh, yeah. That's where I was at.
Yeah.
Obviously, it was memorable.
Well, maybe a few Bud Lights, I guess. I don't know. But I don't remember it being that memorable.
It wasn't.
I mean, I didn't remember.
I know.
I didn't even remember.
Everybody remembers Red Rocks.
No. Then something in Massachusetts. Even an amphitheater in Nashville beats us out.
Wow.
Ascend Amphitheater, Red Rocks Amphitheater, number 7, Morrison, Colorado.
That's not
so
right.
So sad.
That's not right. They're stupid.
It's been voted, like, the last couple years, number 1 in the world.
Well, you ask any artist, and they say they emotionally, like gets to them. Like, they love it so much.
Who better to ask than the people that play there, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Who better to ask than the people that are there? They hear the sound. They know the vibe in that place. They know what's number 1.
Although I will tell you, oh my God, you guys, that to Colorado Springs place with the fire pits.
Yeah.
The Ford Amphitheater.
Oh, is that getting hate or what?
They can't book anybody.
No, they can't book anybody at all.
And they sold, it's a subscription.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
You bought a subscription to be a part of, and that means that you paid up front, and no matter what acts come there, that's what you're in for.
Yeah.
You know, that's what you're going to get. Now, they've sold all these subscriptions, and they can't get a big act there.
No, because, like, if anybody has, like, just kind of a half of a, you know, a pull, they go to Fiddler's, right?
Yeah.
And so nobody goes down there.
Yeah.
And I'm on the Facebook group, and I mean, people are livid.
Yeah.
Livid about this. Like, it's like REO Speedwagon.
These people are paying big bucks down there, and you get an email saying, hey, this weekend it's Billy in the Nosebleeds.
Well, and it's so weird because we're like the highway's right there. It's right off the highway.
Yeah.
They're building one here, I think. Didn't I see
that? A fire pit one? I think you are correct. In Broomfield, maybe.
Yeah, I think so. I don't remember exactly where it's at. But I thought I saw.
You did.
And they didn't say exactly, but it's a replica of the one down there.
It's the fire pit situation.
Man, I'll tell you, with the fire pit theater down there, I don't think they're going to be able to sell tickets up here.
After everybody's heard about that.
After hearing about that one, unless you think you can piggyback off of the bigger venues here, you know, because you do have a lot of access.
Remember when
I
was thinking about buying it?
You did.
Because I was like, I love concerts. I love fire pits. Like, this to me is my jam.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a brilliant idea. Remember us talking about that? Brilliant idea.
That's the way you want it, baby.
We even said it's the new cutting edge when it comes to concert venues. Selling that subscription. Mm-hmm. Then when John Mayer or somebody big shows up, you're automatically in. You're already in.
I just got this text. Well, we did, sorry, as a group. I think Red Rocks is, in fact, overrated.
Bite your lip.
Oh, my God.
Bite your whatever.
Have you even been there?
Yeah, that's someone who hasn't even gone.
Exactly. Yeah. Schmuck. Sorry, I took your word.
By the way, have we ever been to the Dillon Amphitheater?
I have not.
It's number 9.
Dillon?
Yeah. The Dillon Amphitheater is
number... I've never been, no.
Number 9.
Carson and I went probably to the best event on the planet.
What's that?
Remember in Silverthorn?
did you go to a strip club or something?
It was a burlesque show.
It was burlesque.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. So we were there, and these girls had sticky things with tassels on their boobies, and they were just woo, woo. But the problem is their fat was spinning with their boobs.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
Funny they actually paid
that.
Us to go.
Yeah.
On the list here, Becky's Burlesque is number 10.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show here on a Friday.
Dealing with a teenager.
What?
I just remember, like, when my kid was little, like, he was 13, he was like, can we get Sea-Doos? And I'm like, no, we're not going to get Sea-Doos. And then after he wanted Sea-Doos, he's like, can we get motorcycles? And then, you know, it's like, they're kids, right? That's what they always wanted, like, oh, I don't want to play soccer anymore. Oh, I want to play baseball. You know how they change their mind? You are a child. That's it. You're a child.
No, I'm just looking at different.
You are
different options.
Let's go through all the things
for
you wanted
recreation
to do.
Purposes,
uh-huh.
And I'm just looking at different options. And every time you know how sometimes you see something out, other people doing it, and you kind of have that FOMO, and you think, oh man,
that never works with you really with like triathlons.
No, nothing crazy. I mean, let's not get wacky. Yeah. But I do, I see motorcycles. I want a motorcycle. So
that was a whole thing. I sat in here, you guys, for like 3 weeks while he looked at Indian motorcycles.
I'm
I
mean, still looking at him.
And I was like, you have a little kid. This is not even like, no. And then, and then now he.
Yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Here's how it started. Mm-hmm. Driving down the road. And all of a sudden, this big old truck, big old Ram truck, come rolling right by me, pulling a big old beautiful houseboat. And I thought, man.
Wait. Like, our houseboat had to be pulled with a semi-truck.
No, not at Chatfield Reservoir.
These are mini houseboats?
Well, no, they're more like a pontoon, but it's a houseboat. It's a houseboat, yeah. Okay. It's got sliding glass doors, it's got the whole works, but they had a houseboat being pulled by a big Dodge Ram. It was like one of those big 350s, you know?
Yeah.
Big truck.
Because, like, we had to have a semi-truck, and they had to move power lines.
It was good size. It wasn't like that, though. Oh, I mean, you're talking a big lake, too.
Yeah.
I mean, this was pretty appropriate for Chatfield Reservoir.
It's like a tiny home.
Yeah, almost. But I saw this thing, and I thought, oh, man.
I want a houseboat.
A weekend on the lake, me, Lisa, and Frog, and the dogs. We'd have a blast.
So now you want to put a houseboat on Chatfield, the smallest lake on the planet.
Well, it's not huge down there. I will give you that. But
it's like putting a houseboat on over there where they water ski, you know, off of 470. Look, Jamie, you know that little pond?
Yes, I know that pond. As long as I got a little area that it floats, that's all I care. Okay. You know, it doesn't have to be a big lake.
You know how you're a horrible driver with a car?
Yeah.
Okay, so when high winds come up on Chatfield, you're going to have to dock it. And it's the winds are going to take you. And it's
look, oh God. I'm the type of boater that it's fine if I never leave the dock. Okay? I have no problem with that.
Then just have your pickup truck at the beach.
Yeah,
you don't need
I like being able to walk from boat onto shore. Boat, shore. Shore to boat.
What is this thing? A houseboat on Chatfield?
I'd be great on a houseboat.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Get myself a satellite dish, maybe that Starlink, throw that on there. I'm watching, you know, some sports, a little golf action, having a cigar, sitting on the patio of my houseboat.
I will tell you,
I'd be the king of the reservoir.
It is some of my best memories of my life is the White House. Yeah. That's what we call it. Isn't that a clever name?
The White House. That is pretty cool.
That was the name of our houseboat.
Yeah. Jamie White, White House, get it?
White House. Yeah. Right. And we'd have Bob's Bigger Better Boat Burgers.
Yep.
Yeah.
See, you could do BJ Burgers right there on the boat. And I'd have my grill on the side that's closest to the shore. That way you can, you know, bring on the groceries and everything on that side of the boat.
There.
And then I'd put Frog on the other end of the boat, him fishing off the edge.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it's a perfect setup for me.
Now, how do they do it there? Do they, I mean, because like our lake was big enough you could dump in the lake. But what are they, like, do they have the sewer company come to you? How does that do?
Don't know. What they don't know won't hurt, though. So
oh, my God. We'll just go with it. Don't say that people are swimming in that.
I don't know. I don't know. Oh, my God.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
Yeah! I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
A few minutes ago, we were talking about an incident that I saw in the express lanes yesterday that I'd never even thought of, never even seen it before, and never ever thought of it, okay? I'm merging onto the lane. And remember, when you get onto these express lanes, if you cross a double white line, first offense is $75, second is $150, I think it is, but it continues to go up. It's a big no-no. You just don't do it, okay? It's very, very dangerous. So I'm merging over. It's a dotted line when you merge in the entrance lane, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, here comes a cop with his lights on, and I'm thinking, uh-oh, but I'm still in the dotted area so I can move over and let him through. He goes past me. Then, when we get to the solid area, he comes up on another car. The car in front of him then crosses both white lines to go to the right. Cop goes by, which you got to let the cop by. It's an emergency. And then he comes right back over two double white lines to get back in the express lane. And I'm thinking, huh, do you get fined for that?
Well, guess what? We have an expert.
Yeah. Officer Lewis.
Yeah.
Colorado
State
Trooper.
A lot of people know him. You know how popular he is on the internet?
I had no idea he's an influencer.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He is. He's a big deal.
Officer Lewis, are you an influencer?
I sure hope not.
I hope not. You don't want to influence anyone?
I suppose it's always an influence for good, right?
As long as
that's the situation.
And I feel like when you're a state cop, you're a trooper, right? That's what we call you, like a trooper, Lewis. Yeah. Right?
And that's it. You are accurate.
How you doing, man? We haven't talked to you in a while. We've had you on the show several times, but it's been a while.
It's been a while. I got out of the public affairs department a little while ago, so that's probably the reason why. But hey, if we can give some information out there and make everybody safer, that's what we do.
Well, thanks for listening. You just heard the story. We have no idea. We've had a lot of people text this morning and saying that they've seen this before. People got tickets, had to go to court, had to review tickets. What is the answer here?
So you're correct in that you're talking about making sure everybody's as safe as possible. And when it comes down to an emergency vehicle, that's going to supersede the traffic control, so the double white line, because they're an emergency vehicle. If they have lights and sirens activated, then they're on their way to something important, and heaven knows we want to make sure that protecting of life and limb, that's taking place, okay, that we can get to our loved ones. If they were the ones involved with it, we'd move out of the way.
Okay.
So, yes, you can cross over the double white line in an emergency situation like that when those vehicles are there. And, yes, you can then cross back over to get back into the express lane.
Aha!
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
So you... Whoa. Jamie, quit yelling.
Sorry.
You can go back to the express lane. You can cross back over.
Yes, you can cross back over because that was the expectation that you'd be able to stay there.
Jamie.
Now, I know the next question that comes up is, what if I'm going to get fined or anything? Well, you're certainly not for obeying the traffic or obeying the laws for moving out of an emergency vehicle's way. So, nope, you're good there because of it. So the concern then is our partners over at CDOT. Are they monitoring? Are they taking a look? Are you going to get something in the mail? Chances are no. That's not 100% myth.
Officer Lewis, I apologize for Jamie right now. She just everything's going to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
No problem.
Well, yeah. The short version is you can cross back over. If you were, because it's not, you know, every 10 feet that it's being monitored. It's a little bit bigger in terms of the entrances and exits. And somebody from CDOT may be able to clarify this even better, but typically speaking, if you do go out, if you do get one of those fines because of that, there is a way to contest it to be able to find out and argue that, yes, there was an emergency situation and you needed to be able to move out of the way.
Officer Lewis, Colorado State Patrol, giving us the lowdown.
I have a question for you.
Yo.
Okay. All right. So here's my question. Because we were talking about how there's this thing called white coat syndrome. It's where you go to a doctor's office and because you're anxious and nervous about the doctor, your blood pressure spikes and it's called white coat syndrome. I guess there's one for cops too. And it's where a cop gets behind you and you freak out. So you as a trooper, if you're in your regular, you know, unmarked car, you're just your mom and pop car, you probably got a minivan or something, and a cop comes behind you, do you get that? Do you freak out as a cop?
I mean, we always want to make sure that we're being as safe as possible too. So, yeah,
it's
a little bit different for us. It's usually more of a, what's going on and how involved do I need to be? And then remembering, wait, I'm off duty. I shouldn't be getting involved because now I'm just, you know, doing something to get in the way.
Let the people who are actually doing it.
You know what I caught on to is that you're obviously an influencer because you're using words like, yo.
Really?
Yeah. I heard you come back with the word yo, but I'm thinking that's an influencer there. You probably have more followers than Kim Kardashian, don't you?
We do look a lot of like, to be fair.
What, you wear Skims? Is that true?
I would neither confirm nor deny.
Officer Lewis, thank you for taking time this morning. We appreciate it. It's great talking to you again.
Likewise, thanks for having me on, and for everybody, you know, be safe. When you got those questions, always ask.
Oh, thank you so much. We appreciate that. We hadn't heard from you in a while. We thought we said something to piss you off.
Well, that happens a lot here.
Not at all.
People just disappear on us for some reason. All right, Officer Lewis, thank you so much. Colorado State Trooper. Okay, thank you. There you go. You got the answer.
Ta-da.
All right.
BJ and Jamie.
I got to tell you what happened in the parking lot yesterday because Jamie and I, like a couple of, what is that dog and that, what is it, a wolf or something that fights all day long and then they leave the house together?
They watch over the sheep.
Yeah, they watch over the sheep. That's it.
Yeah, the cartoon.
One guards the sheep and one's trying to eat the sheep, right?
Yeah.
And then they fight all day. And then at the end of the show.
They're fine and they walk out together.
Hey, Fred, I'll see you tomorrow, man. Yeah. And they clock out together.
Exactly.
That's Jamie and I.
Yeah,
okay,
that's
Jamie and I. I've always had that analogy, okay? We come in here, we just can't stand each other for 4 hours, okay? We have a really difficult time with each other. But when it comes time to leave here,
leave it, everything's fine.
We are arm in arm, all the way to the elevators, down the elevators and out the door. Yep. Then we split at the cars, okay?
Yep.
Okay, see you later. All right, see you tomorrow. Bye-bye. I mean, just like the cartoon.
That's why I'm shocked I didn't see any notes on cars.
I didn't either. When I first started out, because the car was parked behind me directly, and I was blocking it with my vehicle, right? So I go out, open the door, you know, I do my routine out there, right? And I notice this piece of paper on the car behind me. And I'm like, huh. First thing I thought was, how do you get a ticket in our parking lot? Dumb BJ, right? I'm just, all these thoughts going through my head. So I walk over there and take a look. And on the piece of paper, it says, so sorry, please call me. And it's got a phone number.
Oh, so somebody hit it.
My first thought was somebody cheated on somebody. I don't know why.
So sorry?
I don't know.
That's usually somebody hit the car.
I did.
And you can't find them.
Yeah, and I was going to take the note, put another note on there, F you, don't ever call me, okay?
What, because they're going to come back by and see if you got the note or something?
I don't know.
Oh, my God, your brain is very, very busy.
On how I can manipulate this note that's on this card, okay. Right? So, like you're saying, though, I did notice that the car is beautiful. It's a brand new Audi, white. I mean, it is gorgeous. Yes, Jamie, you walk around to the other side, it is scraped from the front tire to the rear tire.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Somebody backing out of a slot yesterday morning, one of those, you know, parked right beside it, I guess, turned the wheel too much and just all the way down. It's a brand new Audi, top of the line. I mean, it was immaculate, except for the door on one side. But, I mean, this thing.
Well, at least they left a note, but I wonder if it's the right phone number.
I don't know.
You know,
just by one number.
Just, yeah, exactly. Because you're like, you know, somebody saw it happen, so you have to write a note because somebody saw it.
Yeah.
So you write a note, but it's not the right phone number.
It's a good move. What? Remember, I did that. I did that down in Colorado Springs.
Yeah, we went down there in the ass, didn't it?
Yeah, I went down to a concert down there. Lisa and I did. And when I was, I don't know, somehow backing in, pulling out, whatever it was, I caught the mirror of the other car and knocked it off. It completely ripped right off the car. And then I got out, put a note, hey, look, I did this, boom, 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 please give me a call. He turns around and tries to sue me.
I know.
The guy tries to sue me and claims it was a hit and run.
Even though he had your number.
Yeah. And he's got my number. And he calls me up and he says, hey, man, you're going to not only fix my car, but how can you claim that you've got a damage to yourself when you weren't even in the car?
Yeah, I remember that.
So I don't encourage leaving a note. Okay.
No, you should leave a note.
Oh, okay. You should leave a note. That was crazy.
Just with the wrong phone number.
But here's another thing, and I think a lot of people can relate to this if you've ever bought a new car. A lot of new cars, and I forgot what the stat is, get a scratch, dents, whatever, wrecked in the first month.
Oh, really?
A lot of cars do. You buy a brand new vehicle, within a month you've got scrapes on. It's such a bad feeling.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, you should see this door.
The only time I almost sued somebody is a woman was coming at full speed and we were stopped to turn and she rammed into the back of my Range Rover and just demolished it. And I was going to sue her because my kid was in the car and we had to go to the hospital. It was bad. Anyway, and so I mentioned that and they said, well, she's going to lose her license. And she was an old lady and I was like, yeah, forget it. And I'm going to sue her.
There you go, Jamie.
I'm not going to sue her. I don't want her to lose her license.
People with a soft heart, man.
Life changer if she loses her license.
People with soft hearts are the downfall of society.
BJ and Jamie.
Hey, did you guys see I posted on Facebook?
No.
This is terrifying.
What?
A freaking kissing bug out of the cabin. They kill you. Kissing bugs kill you now.
What is a kissing bug?
Kissing bug is a little bug. It's a little bitty bug.
I've never heard of one.
You haven't?
Mm-mm.
So they're finding out now that kissing bugs carry this some kind of toxin or whatever. And if you get bit by one, it could kill you because it goes right to your heart.
What is a kissing bug?
It's a little bug. It looks like a stink bug. Do you know what a stink bug is?
Yeah.
Okay. It looks a lot like, people get them mixed up.
I've never heard the term kissing bug.
You haven't?
Never.
It looks a lot like, people mix them up, a stink bug and a kissing bug. We have them here in Colorado, and they're just now figuring out that people are being diagnosed with like heart failure and stuff because they got bit by a kissing bug, and it has this bacteria in it that caused your heart to go all awry. Isn't that awful? It is true.
Chagas disease.
See? Told you. Ah.
Chagas?
Yeah.
Chagas. And it was on my window at the cabin.
Kissing bug.
Yeah, I posted it on our Facebook page, and he was just walking around like ready to kill somebody.
So leads to long-term heart and digestive problems.
See?
No kidding.
Yeah. And you can die from it.
Kissing bug.
Yeah.
Huh.
Isn't that scary? And we have them here in Colorado.
I can't believe I've never heard of one.
Me either.
Never heard of one.
That's so weird.
Had you ever heard of one?
Yeah.
Where the hell have I been?
You need to get out more.
Yeah. I need to know my bugs.
Have you heard of it, Carson?
No. I actually haven't.
Why am
I the kissing bug? I've never heard that term.
The only man in
this
room.
I've heard stink. The stink bug.
Well, yeah, I just told you that one. Yeah.
No, I've heard that one over the years, but I've never heard of a kissing bug. A deadly one at that.
It is deadly, and they're all over Colorado. And I guess they like the they like your warm breath. So in the middle of the night, they can come and bite your face.
Oh,
yeah, because they like to be right around your nose, or if you're a mouth breather, around your mouth, and then they'll bite you, and then you'll die.
Gee, you learn something every day. The kissing bug, beware.
See,
all right, gotcha.
You're welcome. I'm done.
All right, we're going to take a break here.
Okay,
we'll
fine.
Be right
All
back,
right,
folks. I don't know what's going
I'm
on.
I'm just
today.
Telling.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Halloween, not that far away, man. My kid is so fired up for Halloween.
What's he going to be? Does he know?
He's going to be Iron Man. You know, we have that mask.
Yeah.
You know, the
cool one.
Yeah, the really cool mask. So he's going to, you know, get the suit to match up with the mask, and he's looking really forward to it. So.
Now, are you going to dress as a family again?
I don't know yet. Okay. I'm stuck in that Teletubby one that I have.
Yeah.
I've got that Teletubby, and then I've got
that
other one.
I don't feel like Teletubby really goes with Iron Man.
It doesn't, but that's all I got right now. I don't know what goes with Iron Man. Okay. I have to do some research on that.
Okay.
You know?
All right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm, I'm trying to think.
You got to be another superhero.
Yeah, but it's him.
Yeah, but look at me. What fits my physique? Wonder Woman?
No, you're right. I guess you're going to have to go with Teletubby.
Well, what's a good
what
one?
About Shrek? You go
oh,
Shrek.
Shrek. Yeah, yeah.
Is he a superhero?
Well, no, but.
Now, have you guys thought about.
Oh, we already bought everything last night.
Oh, last night?
Yeah.
What are you guys doing?
So, Little Debbie's going to be Anna from Frozen. So
oh, that's cool.
We're in the Frozen stage.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to be Olaf.
Okay.
Yeah. And then Bree's going to be, what's the main girl?
Let It Go Girl?
Yeah.
I forget.
Why can't I think about it?
I know who you mean.
Elsa.
Yeah.
Elsa. Yeah.
Got
yeah.
it. Okay.
So we're doing the whole family.
The family. I love family outfits. And then I think it's adorable.
Zane's going to be Sven, the reindeer.
Oh, I was like,
the
who's
big deer. The
I forgot it's your
the
dog.
The dog.
Yeah.
I
the
forgot.
Dog. The dog.
Yeah.
They
dog.
Named him. They named him after One Direction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect outing for you guys, Ben. Walking the neighborhood is Frozen.
Something. Yeah. Perfect.
Love Halloween. Halloween is one of the best holidays there is. It's awesome.
It is pretty cool.
Yeah. Everybody gets into it. It's pretty cool.
Although I'm a little freaked out because little Debbie is not scared of anything. Like we go to the Home Depot section of all like,
and
the,
it jumps out. She doesn't get scared.
Not fazed
oh
at all.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, I don't. You kind of worry me, kid.
Well, that is a little worrisome that she's not jumping a little
bit. Yeah, she like enjoys it. Like, something pops out and she just smiles. I'm like,
no.
I'm going to start locking my door at night.
Yeah. I mean, that is, you know, you wonder why some kids get so terrified where they shake, right?
Yeah.
And cry and all that. And then the other kids that are like something's going on in that brain where they just stare it down.
They look at it like, that's dumb.
Yeah.
Why is it doing that? That's
exactly.
dumb. That's really dumb.
Exactly. Yeah.
She's like, I feel like she wants, she really likes like the Chucky doll too, the Chucky animation thing.
Oh, God.
Thing. I know. Tell you, I'm terrified.
I'm worried about
monster.
Her. No kidding.
She's the monster, right?
Oh, God. Yeah.
Man, oh, man.
Yeah.
All right, BJ, Jamie, morning show.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Oh.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
I don't know, Jamie. This might be a bad idea.
Well, it is a bad idea, but it is for me. But I want to go ahead and do it because I think it's a teaching moment, and I'm not a teacher. But you guys, I found this thing, and it's really concerning that y'all are getting on TikTok and stuff to try to have a point and throwing a bunch of Tylenol down your throats.
No, that I'll agree with. That's
right?
Dumb.
It's
dumb.
You
don't take a handful of pills. I don't care what it is. Ibuprofen, acetaminophen, or whatever it is. Any of these drugs, you don't prove your point by taking a bunch of pills.
It has acetaminophen in it. So Tylenol has acetaminophen in it. And before all this Tylenol controversy, I literally told my son before he went to college, even though he's not a drinker, I said, no matter what, if you go out and party, do not take Tylenol. Take aspirin or ibuprofen on the morning after.
Yep.
Because acetaminophen kills your liver with alcohol. It's just a known fact, and it's a big warning label on Tylenol.
And they also say that if you take too much of the Tylenol, even without alcohol, it can be damaging to the liquor. Now, obviously, alcohol accelerates that, okay?
Right. There was a $250 million lawsuit years ago, and the guy, he had a glass of wine, and he took a couple of Tylenol, and it killed his liver, and he took out ads all over the country telling people, warning people, like, do not put these two together. So, with that said, I know there's a big Tylenol controversy thing. Stop throwing them down your throat. And then B, I found, you know, I've been talking about Phil is my pharmacist forever.
Phil the pharmacist?
Phil is my pharmacist.
Yeah.
I follow him and I like him and I feel like he's smart. And he explained in his own words, no politics, in his own words, and using a crime show, which I know you love.
Oh, I love crime shows. I watch every single day. I love that Discovery Channel.
I know.
And Oxygen. Oxygen's a good one.
He, shockingly, this guy that I follow, he's walking along a beach, and he explains Tylenol like a crime show. And I was like, I gotta pull this because BJ will get it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I don't understand the medical terms and a lot of the things I'm reading online. You know, there are times I read it, it's like I'm in a courtroom. It's like, oh, I agree with that. And then the opposite I'll read, and I agree with that.
Yeah.
So I'm all over the place. So a crime show, I can relate.
That's why I went ahead and pulled it. So this isn't, I don't want to cause any problems with any of you listening or anything. I just think it's funny that this guy compared it to crime shows, and that's why I brought it to the table.
All right, let's listen.
Okay.
All right, doctor, what's his name again?
Phil is my pharmacist.
Phil is my pharmacist.
Let's explain the Tylenol autism thing from a true crime perspective.
Oh, man.
So there's correlation and there's causation. The guy parks his van out in front of the crime scene overnight. That's correlation. Like mothers who have low levels of glutathione have higher rates of children with autism. And Tylenol is known to drop glutathione. Correlation. Causation would be they actually caught him inside. Correlation. He used his cell phone inside the house during the time the crime was being committed. That's like how Tylenol messes with the endocannabinoid system. That's why it makes you feel like you're not hurting. And the endocannabinoid system, when it is changed during development of the fetus, causes higher rates of autism. Correlation. Causation is they found the weapon, which they haven't. Tylenol is known to disrupt hormones, and we know almost nothing about the way that hormones work with the fetus when it comes to the brain development. That's correlation. Causation would be they found her finger in his van.
Oh, that's
so
not
until
good.
They find a body, it'll always be correlation and not causation. But just so you know, the infrequent use of it, because you have a fever every now and then or a headache every now and then, nothing's going to happen with infrequent use.
Gotcha.
See, don't you think he explained it well?
The guy in the van is guilty as hell, in my opinion. If they found the finger in the van, I'm telling you right now, he killed her.
You didn't listen then. That would be causation. So he said there is a correlation with Tylenol and the lowering of the, what's it called, glutathione. Yeah. There is a correlation, but we don't have a proven cause.
Gotcha.
That's what it was.
Huh.
Boy, I thought that this would really explain it.
What a
mystery. You said there's a finger in the car.
Well, I thought he said there was a finger in the van.
No, he said
and they found
that
the finger
be...
in the van. If they find the finger in the van and they find the gun on the inside or a knife, then the guy in the white van did it.
That was only one part of it. Yeah.
Exactly.
But
I'm just saying.
That's all he heard.
Listen.
My God.
I didn't hear the whole medical side. I only heard the crime part of it. Okay? That's what I focused on. He did it. No doubt about it.
Okay.
Don't go on TikTok. Don't shoot videos of yourself taking a handful of pills. That's dumb. It's really dumb.
You know what the newest dumbest trend is?
What?
Camel toe fingernails. Have you seen this one?
No, but I like it.
They're splitting the middle of their acrylic nails and making it into camel toes. All your nails look like camel toes.
No kidding.
Why? Why do these things take off? You pouring Tylenol down your throat, and then you're making your fingernails look like camel toes?
Yeah, I don't think the camel toe thing's hit Littleton yet. I mean, it might be going strong in like a roar or somewhere. But
give it like 6 months.
No, it's not on my side of town yet.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
You're a hypocrite.
For what?
You are a hip-o-crit. Crate.
What did I do?
Okay, well, I'll tell you. So you know how you give Carson and I, well, in fact, you just did it, because I use Instacart, and like he uses Grubhub.
Yeah, call it lazy.
And you, well, guess who's in the parking lot?
What?
Your tire people.
Aha! Uh-huh.
Yep.
What's that got to do with anything?
That's lazy.
No,
that's the same thing we do.
It is the same thing. Yep. You have a service coming to put on your tires. You're not over at Big O sitting there waiting like the rest of us.
Exactly.
No, it's not the same.
Yeah, that's shishi poo poo stuff
right there. I have never had tires put on in our parking lot.
Me either. Isn't that shishi poo
poo? I've always gone to Les Schwab, Big O.
Yeah, and sat and wait, you know, maybe go over to Starbucks, but no shishi poo poo, hypocrite.
There's a big difference in getting tires delivered done.
Mm-mm.
Instead of getting, you know, your vanilla wafers delivered to your house.
I'd say that's way more bougie.
Yeah, that's the word.
No, it's not.
Tires in the company. No,
I agree with you. That is
way more. How's that bougie?
It is way more bougie.
They have to come and jack up your car in the parking lot.
Right. For $1,000.
No, I know, but we're just saying that
it's expensive.
Way more bougie.
Yeah.
It's a bougie move.
No,
yes,
it's more lazy not to go get your groceries.
No, it is a bougie ass move.
All right, let's put it to text data.
Okay.
Which is worse? Which shows
bougie.
More laziness?
We call it bougie BJ.
There's a service. My neighbor, Lugnut Paul, he owns the business, okay? And he wanted me to try it out, that they do this and blah, 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 and how effective
they balance
it. It's a part of the vehicle. They've got inside.
They
got a machine in there,
okay.
And they can do it right there in the parking lot. You either go someplace, get tires put on, or whatever. Or is it more lazy sitting at home, clicking on celery to be delivered to your house?
Bougie.
Okay.
Bougie.
Which
BJ.
Is the worst?
I mean, you guys didn't even know that side of him, did you? That he just calls. I need tires. Bring them to my work.
Yeah,
and make it snappy.
Put them on while I'm working, peasants. I have never heard of that service at all.
Look, these guys are making hundreds of dollars to do this. You're paying your guy $5 to deliver your groceries.
Not me. I tipped him $74.
Well, you're different. I'm talking about
Carson. By the way, you know that you have to tip the guys that are putting on your tires.
Say what?
Yes.
You have to tip them.
I'm going to see if they can stop right now.
I'm
going to text them just see if they can just say, hey, can you guys put a hold for that,
I've never
please?
Heard of this, but what? I'm guessing you have to tip, right?
Yeah.
It's a service. They came and they serviced you because you're bougie BJ.
Serviced you.
They did.
Yeah.
Wow, you are bougie. Oh, I want my tires. Don't worry, I'm at work.
I've never felt bougie before.
And go ahead and wipe my ass.
Kind of like it.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.